So I think, as many of you know, the University of Buffalo is a major center of international education. We have approximately 5,200 students from 105 countries, and we have a long history of welcoming international students, scholars, researchers to our campus. The directive that was signed last week by the President of the United States affects 122 students of the seven affected countries. So we have 110 students from Iran, seven from Syria, two from Iraq, one from the Sudan, and two from Yemen. Of those students, we are contacting them now because some of them have gone home for holidays, for the Christmas break, and others have gone to Canada and so on. And so some of them have encountered difficulties re-entering. I spoke only of students, but we also have 20 nationals from these countries who are either employed at UB or who are professors here or staff here or postdocs doing research here. So some of them have been affected and some have had difficulties entering. I'm happy to say that of staff and postdocs, all the ones that we are aware of, we were able to get them into the country over the weekend. We have one Iranian graduate student who was about to finish his last semester here, who went home and now is unable to enter. We have two dependents of UB students who went home, and these children are also, they're on UB visas because they're dependents. They also have not been able to enter. And we may have one other postdoc from Iran who we have not heard from, who should have entered today but has not. There is confusion in the directive about whether it applies to permanent residents, so-called green card holders. It does not, although at the beginning it was not clear. So that has been clarified over the weekend that permanent residents, who are almost like citizens, have now been exempted and they should be able to enter. Unfortunately, airlines are being very cautious, so they're not allowing some people to board from these countries. Immigration officers who, no fault of their own, but were not properly prepared after this directive came down, they exercised judgment and were very cautious, so they often refused entry, as you know. So this has led to confusion at ports of entry and chaos and lots of trouble overseas. So this directive, regrettably, was perhaps not well thought out and was poorly implemented, but over time we expect there will be clarification, and we hope that all UB students and all foreign nationals who have bona fide visas to enter the United States would be allowed to do so.
How do you move forward in the next days to come, and how will SUNY support you in this effort?
Well, our president has released a statement. I think you have a copy of that, in which we are reaffirming that we care about our students, and it's my responsibility to help them as much as I can. All of our students are very thoroughly vetted by us and the whole process of getting visas. And we are confident that they are bona fide students, and we've never had any difficulties with the students who study here. It's regrettable that some of them left the country and are having difficulty returning. And as a result, yesterday we put out an advisory to all internationals at UB, students, staff, faculty, researchers, in which we advise them not to travel for the next few days at any rate, and not to cross the border into Canada because we're fearful that they will get caught up in difficulty.